The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am joined in studio by two musicians, Finn Fury is with me and Adam Agee as well. Because at this time every week over the last few weeks, we've been talking about getting kids into different things over the summer. Pete the Builder, Peter Finn was with me last week talking about getting him into DIY and doing a bit around the house. And now we're going to talk about, well, music, given they are musicians. So, Adam, I guess we're talking maybe to parents out there of children who are not in houses where they're immersed in music naturally, because I guess you probably don't need to talk to them. It's happening by osmosis. So, I mean, where to start for parents listening to this? And they think, you know, the kids are kind of expressing a bit of interest in playing some music, maybe not a particular instrument, but they'd like to get into it. What'll I do?
Keep them going. And I don't think the importance of music and all forms of creative expression for humanity can be overstated. And it's something that at large in the world, I feel we have a great lack of. And so anytime you have a person, but especially young people, expressing themselves through the creative arts, it's absolutely critical. In the words of Terry Tempest Williams, author Terry Tempest Williams, beauty is not optional. It's so critical in my mind. And we can get into the why behind that. But art allows us to feel. What happens when we don't feel? What happens when we don't learn how to express our emotions? The consequences are dire, and we're seeing them happen in our world.
So there's a real import in terms of emotional and mental development and everything, I guess, is the point you're making. This is more than just, wouldn't it be nifty to be able to play a few tunes?
Absolutely. And so originally I'm from the States. I grew up in California and Colorado before coming to Ireland because I loved Irish music. And being in a place like Ireland where there's such an incredibly rich culture and tradition of musical expression, I feel incredibly inspired. And so whether it's traditional music, like what I've been particularly inspired with over the last 30 plus years, or whatever kind of musical expression or creative expression, the DIY stuff, anything that you're taking what you're feeling and expressing it outwardly, responding to the world around you, I think that's incredibly useful.
And Finn, I'm delighted to see that the lads brought musical instruments as well. So we will hear a bit of music in a moment. But for those parents again, then who have kids who are expressing an interest and they're listening to how Adam describes it and the importance of it and kind of nourishing that interest and kind of, you know, fanning that flame. What's the best advice? Is it just to go out and seek formal lessons? Is it to buy an instrument? Is it, what do you do?
Depends on, I'll take this one. Yeah, it depends. For me, it depends on your lifestyle, how you're living and what outreaches you have. Do you have a musical community there? If not, you know, then yeah, lessons is a good place to start. Say you meet someone in the musical world. I was fortunate enough, I grew up in a very musical household, and you know, there's illan pipes and fiddles and tripping over banjos and everything growing up, you know, and so I was always very immersed in it in that sense. But I think it's just very nice for kids, very, very healthy for them to be able to form some sort of a community outlet, like sport, in that sense that you have, yeah, just a form of expression. Even if it's, you know, singing a song about Mars bars when you're a kid, you know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But using that as a tool then as you're older, you know, a friend of mine, how I really found music again, as I said, I grew up in a very musical household, the Furies, and a friend of mine passed away, and it was young, it was a suicide, and me and three of my friends found him. It was really intense and heavy. And music, I had a great chat with my dad, and I was kind of, yeah, I always played a bit of music and stuff. I sang a bit, I'm handy enough at jumping in, but it wasn't really my thing. I was mad into boxing and basketball and, you know, chasing Colleens around the place, you know. And I had a great chat with my dad after a friend passed away, and just chatting about music and the catharsis of it, you know, the catharsis nature of it. And I pulled out the guitar and I had a bit of a strum of the guitar and just started humming a melody, and I just had this really profound kind of feeling, you know, and just sort of welled up, started to tear, but I wasn't crying. And it was that release, and that was a beautiful, powerful thing to me, and I'd never really felt anything like that before, you know. I'd really enjoyed music, but to really feel that musical vibration you get from playing. And then we were chatting yesterday, myself and Adam, talking about And then it's a whole other level playing with someone. And then it's a whole other level again, being in a room full of people and everyone's on that vibe, you know?
It's funny because you didn't pick up the guitar seeking that. And most kids don't pick up a musical instrument for the first time kind of thinking about it in the way, in the terms you describe it either, Adam, about kind of, you know, cultural enrichment and beauty and all of this. It's kind of just a form of self-expression. You probably don't know why you're doing it. You just feel drawn to it. And all of that stuff nearly happens by accident.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? It's only wonderful
once
accidents.
You start, it kind of resonates. Is that fair, Adam?
Absolutely. And it's so precious, like you were saying, even if it's a song about a Mars bar, whatever, I wanted to say, like,
the Mars bar
resources,
kids.
Send your kids to lessons, private lessons, group lessons, whatever it could be, but also like to avail of all the free things, like free music happening around town, going to a local session where you don't have to pay anything in and you can hear amazing music. I mean, being in Dublin, especially, there's so much going on all over the country, so much going on, just like a local session, a free resource. But then also, so even if it's just singing, even if you have no musical instruments, just singing or playing games like these, like clapping games that I heard recently someone say these were dying out, you know, a bit of Miss Susie on the Steamboat and all that kind of just those simple things that involve
have
us.
Have an app for that now.
Exactly. So like put down your phone, start singing, look at each other, like just share some attention.
And what then do you say when somebody will say, well, I'm just not musical? You know what I mean? As in this idea that there are kind of, the world is split into two, people who are musical and people who aren't.
You know, I just think it's like, you know, they say, yeah, exactly that. It's like anything. It's like you just work at it and work at it in an essence that you, an enjoyable environment. And, you know, if you want something bad enough, you'll get it, you know?
It's funny, isn't it?
Like, rocket scientists weren't born with the talent of their maths. They worked on it, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
We're unquestioning when it comes to sport. We know that we're not going to be a Usain Bolt, but it doesn't mean we give up running. But it's funny, like music and languages kind of fall into this category as well. There are certainly people to whom it just comes more easily. And if you're not one of them, there's this idea that, I just abandon that then.
Yeah.
But you don't abandon lots of other things because you're not the best in the world.
I've a few friends who have multiple languages under their belt. There's a couple of them who have five languages, and they say the more languages you learn, the easier the rest become. And it's like music too. The more you do it, the better it becomes. But just going back to originally, like where music would have came from, you know, way back when the voice would have been the first instrument, and then essentially, you know, and then from there would have been the drums, percussive sort of on your lap or on a rock or sticks on the ground, and building from that. So it is in its essence, if you think about where that would have came from, you know, a bunch of people in a cave having a great time banging a few sticks off the ground, you know, and like that sort of group community environment, that sort of that lovely cathartic communal expression.
Well, that's the congregational nature of it as well, you know.
Exactly.
I kind of want to really kind of stoke people's kind of curiosity and imagination and everything. Mm-hmm. So we will play a bit of music before you pick up your instruments.
Yeah.
Shameless plug alert. Now, have you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I'm doing. I've got a few things coming up actually. This month we're doing Parkfest in Birmingham. I'm doing Let Your Picnic. Will be the Cree stage, which is the main area, from 6:30 to 7:30. Doing a few other gigs around the country, but those would be the two main ones that I want to push. Released an EP, a live EP as well. So we got a bunch of Savage musicians in the room. I had gigged with them all individually. They'd never been in the room together, and we just hit that red button and done a live EP. So that's on at the moment as well on Spotify and everywhere else. You can find that on YouTube, and we done some live videos of it too. So check us out on Spotify, and come down to Let Your Picnic. We have a few other little bits and bobs going on, but there'd be the
Adam,
next.
Anything you want to shamelessly plug?
Let's see. Well, I've got a duo project with a buddy of mine who lives in Sweden. His name's John Sousa. So Adam Agee and John Sousa, you can find our music out there. We have a couple recordings out from, we've been playing together a long time.
Okay.
And he and I will be having some tours lining up and some new recordings out, so you can watch that. Watch that space on Bandcamp or Spotify or other things you use. Also,
I saw the two lads in Whelan's and the gig was just absolutely beautiful. It was totally unplugged. It was gorgeous.
Adam Agee and John Sousa is who to look out for on that front, and then Finn Fury as well. Keep an eye out for those upcoming gigs, Electric Picnic amongst them. So what are we going to hear?
Before we go there, real quick, can I just respond to your question about the two sorts of people?
Oh, yeah.
Just to come back to that, because I think it's so critical in my mind, like, in the words of Pablo Picasso, or the translation anyway, like, we are all born artists. The problem is to remain one. And so invariably,
imagination,
we at some point, maybe growing up, someone might have told us or given us the impression, oh, you're not musically inclined. And then we start to believe that lie. But it's just the most natural thing, most natural thing. So just like I loved your point about, hey, maybe you're not going to be the best athlete out there, but it doesn't stop people from going into sport.
If Bob Dylan wants to think about that and get conscious of his voice, we would have been, you know, without so many great songs, you know?
Yeah. So just go for it. Go for it. The essence of it is play.
Yeah. Like, play. Go for it.
Do it.
So do you want to do a tune or we do a song or what do you feel?
Let's do that lovely song you wrote to Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. I recently became father 2 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So I was a little tipsy. I came home. I was sitting on my kitchen table there in the island and... I wrote this song for her. Yeah, this is Bonnie
lovely.
Is her name.
Lovely.
So as I said, I just wrote it, so we'll see how the lyrics pan out. But. Hey, daydreamer, no. Father is a word while earning time. Seed of new life now shown. You'll soon grow brave and bold. Yet the heart demon you seek happiness. When thoughts no way. On dark days will hard times teach you how to walk through pain with grace. You'll be all that you can be. Follow your heart to know. Long after I'm gone, you'll do fine. You'll carry on free and wild. Find what you love in life and live freely, my wild child. You'll grow, you'll see the world. You'll grow, you'll see the world.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.